Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 90 for Friday, January 22nd, 2016.
Behold the Metatron, herald of the Almighty and voice of the one true God. Behold the Metatron, herald of the Almighty and voice of the one true God. Broadcasting from the 33rd floor of the Nakatomi Tower, it's a weekly dose of fat with your cherubic hosts, Sven and Gomez.
Welcome to the show, everyone.
Bienvenidos, nombres.
Hey, sitting directly across from me there is Mr. J.K. Liven.
Thank you to two men who not only have the brilliant minds and wonderful wit, but can also sing.
La la la.
Blah. Fat Bike Radio and the Weekly Dose of Fat is sponsored by Surly Bikes.
Bikes.
Fats.
Chaos.
Learn more
at SurlyBikes.com. Hey, JK, what's on the show this week?
We start the show at the event of the week with our special guest, Fatty Lumpkin. We welcome listeners from all around the fatosphere to behold the elegant grandeur of Fat Bike's biggest stars at the very first Nomies, fat-bike.com's premier award show for fat bike stuff. We award the final grand prize in our essay contest with Becker's Sewing and Precision Beer Drinking. We check in with the Fatty Farm Field Report, brought to you by the Winter Rush Fat Bike Series, the Michigan State Fat Bike Championships, and the 2017 USA Cycling Fat Bike National Championships. And finally,
it's time for the Fat Bike Event of the Week.
I am fat.
That's Iowa's annual majestic fat ride around True Blood.
So it's rumored that this I am fat is fatty approved. So we have the one and only Adam Blake, a.k.a. Fatty Lumpkin, on the studio line to confirm or deny his official stand on this and several other Fat Bikes events coming up over the next couple of months. Please welcome to the radio show, Mr. Adam Blake.
What's up, Adam?
Just leaving a nice Italian restaurant in southwest Minneapolis.
Yeah, you're a transplanted Iowegian up there now.
Yeah, I'm from Colorado over to Minneapolis now.
Right.
So, do you want to give us the lowdown on I am fat?
Well, not as much as before.
Yeah, you're doing really well, buddy.
It's a bike race called I am fat.
That's what we're talking about.
Break it down. Break it down.
Three-person team or one-person solo, three-hour race, enduro style, just like the bicycle snow bike enduro that's happening in February. Mm-hmm. And there's been 100 people there every year, 100 or more people there every year the last few years. They've got a really nice race venue that's got a heated lodge and some product, and we'll have demo bikes there, and it's a good time. You're gonna race with Ben Shockey and Matt Gersib, I think.
Oh, dude. Nice. Those are fast guys.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna be the anchor on the team, I think.
Dang.
The poster's really cool. Gomez pointed out all the little doodads and whatnots in there. Do you know who did that thing?
I don't know who did that poster this year. Since I've been gone, I haven't been as involved. It started with me and Nick Sobosinski, who just posted his Pugsley up on your site.
Right on.
In the Reader's Rides. And we had this idea of running a race down by the beach and running through some woods, and we cut trail and just kind of formed what's now some permanent trail down there.
So is where's True Blood? It's not is it on the Sugar Bottom area down there?
No, it's on the south end of town, actually. So the opposite edge of the Sugar Bottom would be. It's about one block south and one block west of the fairgrounds where they have the Jingle Cross cyclocross races.
Right on.
Yeah, yeah. So in addition to, and we should probably point out that the demos that you're going to have out there are from Advocate Cycles, because Adam is, it now works for Advocate Cycles and handles the demos, yeah. and basically takes care of Tim and everything, right?
Yeah, I take care of, you know, if something goes wrong, Tim and I talk about it, and then he makes me make a phone call and take all the flack for it.
Really? Tim. He's a good guy. I like that, Tim.
He's usually pretty fair.
He's super squatchy.
Yeah, he's got some squatch size.
Yeah, for sure.
And in addition what's that?
Well, I was going to say we're sponsoring, or at least in part sponsoring, the Catfish Cup, which is a race this weekend up here in Minneapolis.
Could you swing by Catfish and pick me up a pair of those cool new socks? Thanks.
I could try, yeah.
I'm up to a size 14 now in my shoe. So in addition to being the face of fat biking, which really pisses some people off, and I never asked to be the face of fat biking, I just happen to trip and fall into it. I am also the feet of fat biking at size 14. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you again.
Yes. And I never asked for that either, Adam. But
it was just thrust upon you.
Thrust upon me, exactly. Thrust right in my face. Maybe I'm thrusting my face at other people. It really pisses some people off. Because we don't have any complaints about the writing. We don't have any complaints about the radio show. But whenever we put up a video...
Like, what are them old guys doing talking about stuff?
Oh, my God. People are mean. Jesus.
Mitch.
Rhymes with bitch. Yeah. Anyway, that's a completely different story. So Catfish Cup, that's a pretty darn cool shop. Now, is that an Advocate shop? Are they a dealer?
Yeah. Yep.
So swing in there and get your Advocate coffee mug brand. They got a sweet new gravel bike. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that.
They have Hey Dukes in stock. They've got T-shirts in stock, coffee mugs in stock.
Right on.
Crap.
I know that we've done a couple stories on Advocate stuff and mentioned a little bit about the name of the company and the vibe behind the name. You want to just remind our listeners what Advocate kind of stands for besides kick-ass bikes?
We're a specific benefit corporation. Excuse me. And we donate 100% of our profits back to cycling advocacy via race promotion, via trail maintenance and trail promotion, and via donation to a few different organizations that we just think make cycling better for everybody.
Yeah, that was something that's pretty new there in Minnesota. I don't think every state has that that tax law that you can do that, but that's really, you know, no, Tim jumped on that pretty quick.
Yeah, 32 states, I think, have it.
I don't think it's coming to Wisconsin anytime soon.
Or Illinois.
Well. Yeah, Wisconsin.
There goes JK.
In Wisconsin, I don't know what to say.
JK's leaving the building. So in addition to the Catfish Cup, it looks like you're going to come and stay at Lake Raven Lodge. And you're going to attack the Team Snowbike Enduro as well.
Yeah, I've got an event every single weekend until the second weekend of March. I'm doing the Cuyuna Whiteout. I'm doing the Frozen Fast 40. The Enduro, I'd like to get to Sweaty Yeti.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be at Sweaty Yeti.
Isn't that the same weekend as Frostbite?
That is the same weekend as Boop.
Yeah, I don't do the Frostbite anymore.
Right, neither do we. We were uninvited, I think.
I believe the Boop is called Boop.
We just get ostracized.
From Boop.
Just something else he does well, folks, makes that beepy sound.
Indeed. Well, every time we say boop, we're supposed to say boop. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
So
I heard it.
Yeah. Well, of course, because you're on the super secret line and you have the secret code or decoder ring and stuff.
Yep. We got another caller who now knows about the boop, too.
Uh-oh, Jungo, we got another caller. I don't know who that could possibly be. But you, my friend, have been, I don't know, probably the best guest we've had today.
Without a doubt.
Oh, well, that's awesome, guys.
And, I don't know, let's do this again sometime. I think that Adam might be our first three-time guest.
Maybe.
Perhaps the first four-time guest, and if I'm missing one, in case I blacked out during one of those early shows.
I was going to say.
All right, man.
I may have been there more than you were.
Well, it'd be good to see you. Hopefully we can catch up at the Enduro.
Yeah, for sure. I look forward to it. Joe puts on a great race.
You, me, and Sven on a fucking team. Let's take that, Gersib and Shockey.
Yeah, Shockey.
Suck on that.
It's too far for Shockey to come, I think.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying that they should come and race us. Because that would be kind of a waste of gas. I concede. But I think that we'll like go slower and have just as much fun. Maybe.
I think we'll have pretty good fun.
All right, Adam, thanks for being on the show.
Hey,
thanks, guys. Have a great night.
See you. Tell Tim that, you know, we love him too. And so
will do.
And that I think he's super squatchy, which is...
I will. I'll let him know that tomorrow.
All right, dude. See you later.
All right, bye, man.
And everybody keep their eyes out for our bikes. And Ty is out, so that's awesome.
Right on.
I'm getting one of those.
Bye.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Top of the Falcon Hill.
Oh, you couldn't wait to ring that. I saw him having his hand over there. He's like,
well, I didn't want to miss my beat.
My, what did you bring today?
Lakefront Brewery Growing Powers.
Farmhouse-style organic pale ale brewed with organic barley and organic hops. Brewed and bottled right here in good old Milwaukee.
Shazam. I have some Sumatra decaffeinated coffee here.
This thing doesn't work. Can I get that other one? That one doesn't work.
Your ninja throwing star?
I don't know. I was just being lame. This one doesn't work either. Everything's broken.
Use it as a fulcrum.
Hey, while we're drinking this stuff here and cheers and
ding ding ding.
Let's take another call. Welcome to the radio show there. What's happening?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Travis.
T-Money. What's happening, T?
What's happening?
I saw a picture of you on Instagram, man.
From the Yeti?
Yeah. You had on the Yeti Von Evil t-shirt, right? Or maybe somebody else had it. I don't know.
Yeah. That wasn't me that put that in. No, I didn't realize I was captured in my awesome Yeti Von Evil t-shirt.
Yeah, it's on the, I think it's on the 907 Instagram feed.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I tried to get in to upload some pictures for you, and I couldn't figure it out, man.
Yeah, you got to. It's Instagram is unique. You can only upload pictures through the mobile app, so you have to use your phone. So, and sometimes you got to find tricky ways to get pictures on your phone, like emailing them to yourself and then checking your email on your phone. Shazam!
Yeah.
So
clever that way.
Yeah. But now everybody knows the secret, so good luck, Instagram. You're going to be flooded. Cool-ass shit.
So what's happening up Anchorage way, Travis?
Trying to get my ride up into you guys for the Frosty Bottom this weekend. It was, that was a great race. Awesome finish. Very fun day. And had a little meeting today with Katie Merchant. Downtown on the Big Fat Ride and Expo.
Nice.
So things rolling along good there.
Cool. And you guys got snow now, right? Just a bit?
Yeah. Trails are good. Yep. Right before the race, they were going to call it on Wednesday. And everybody was pretty much assuming it was going to be canceled. And Tuesday afternoon started snowing. And by Wednesday midday, we had about 2 inches on the ground, maybe 2.5. So... It covered everything up and saved the race.
Cool, man.
Very nice. Been kind of chilly here. It's been well below zero, so we're feeling the Alaskan air there a little bit.
Yeah, people told me I was crazy for riding my bike. Granted, yeah. I know didn't have pants on, but
again,
again.
But you know, gotta let.
Were you sporting the chamois tee back?
I was just going full squatch. You know, wearing hair all underwear, right. Hair pants.
Where's that picture?
I'm not allowed to be on the internet anymore. apparently people hate my face. Everything else is fine, but apparently everybody else hates my face, or some people.
Andrew.
Come on back to Anchorage, man. We still like your face here.
it's a big kind, love fest here.
A kind at word. Bike
radio.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, I'm not. I'm not worried about it. And also, I'm just not everybody's cup of tea. I mean, fuck.
Well, how about we take a quick break here before we light the fuse on the premiere edition of the Nomies.
The Nomies.
Award program where we present awards for the best fat bike products of 2015.
How about that?
So I heard you need a fat bike. Come to Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois. We have all brands. Trek, Borealis, Salsa, Felt, Surly, and more. Yo, we have all the cold weather gears by 45 North and Bontrager. Keep those fingers and toes nice and toasty. We fix bikes also. So you have any problem? Brakes, gears, suspension? We have the best mechanics in town. So yeah, visit us at ZionCyclery.com.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
And now your hosts of the 2015 Nomies, Sven Hammer and Uncle Gomez.
Welcome to the Nomies. What's up there, Sven?
I see a lot of colored envelopes.
It's Fat Bike's biggest night!
I'm wearing a Versace.
I have, I don't know what the thing is. I don't know. It's just it's a shirt.
It's a hoodie. What do I really have on? I have a work shirt on. I'm wearing Dickies.
I'm wearing Duluth Trading Company pants.
Tonight, we are awarding the first round of Nomies. The best products, the best fat bike stuff of 2015. And here to present the award for the best tire in 4-inch is Mr. Sven Hammer.
Right on. I've got the envelope. The nominees for the best 4-inch tire called from the Academy. Surly Nate, Schwalbe Jumbo Jim, 45 North Husker Du, and 45 North Van Helga.
Those are the nominees.
Nominees for best 4-inch fat bike tire. And
the winner is...
...45 North Husker Du!
Hey! Hokey smokes.
That's a good one.
I know. And accepting the award for 45 North is Pee Wee Herman.
I can't believe it.
Here to read the nominees for the best tire 5-inch is the one and only Jacques Levin.
The nominees are Maxxis Minion, 45 North Dillinger 5, Surly Bud, and Specialized Ground Control.
To Major Tom.
And the winner, I'm so excited.
So here's somebody who has watched an award show.
It's a Specialized Ground Control.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic ground control.
And here to present the award for best tire studded.
Yeah, stud.
Is the face of fat biking, your Uncle Gomez. Thanks, Gomez. So the nominees for the studded tire, the 45 North Dillinger, the V-Tire Snowshoe XL, and a Surly Nate with grip studs.
Oh, grip studs.
And the winner is... shredding this thing.
I'm all a flutter with anticipation here.
It's 45 North Dillingers.
I concur.
Public Enemy number one and the finest studded tire in 2015.
You got the Dilly Fives there, right, Mr. Man, Travis?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Right. Absolutely on. Love
them. All right.
That was a little aside to our award show.
That's like we went out to the audience. Not to the audience. Let's just ask this guy. Oh, Travis. Hi. So here to present the awards or the nominees and present the award for Best Rim Wide is once again Tony Award winner. That's Tony Berger. Sven Hammer.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Best in the Best Rim Wide category, the nominees are the DT Swiss BR2250, the Sun Mulefoot Head Big Deal, and Whiskey Parts number 7.
Number 7.
And I'm so excited. The winner is Head Big Deal. Yeah. Local United States action from up there in Minneapolis.
I know Andy is going to be so proud. Andy couldn't come to accept the award, so we'll just send it to him or something. And we have now the Best Rim Wider. That was the Best Rim Wide. Now this is the Best Rim Wider. And the nominees are the Surly Clown Shoe, the Sarma Naran Carbon, the Head BFD 100 millimeter carbon, and the Nexty Kailin 100 millimeter carbon rim. And the winner is?
That's a distinguished group of nominees.
Oh, Head is the big winner of the night.
Oh, the first two-time
Head
winner.
BFD, 100 millimeter. They're going to have to get a new trophy case.
Yeah.
All right. And we have JK at the podium to tell us who the best frame bag nominees are and award that Nomi.
The nominees are Bike Bag Dude, Revelate Designs, Bark and Bear Bag Works, and Porcelain Walk It. I was trying to read.
Porcelain Walk It.
Like, is that a walk it in your pocket?
And the winner is Revelate Designs.
Oh, and
all
Eric
right, Eric
couldn't come and accept the award, so we'll just have to box his up and send it up there and walk it. And our last award of the night is going to be presented by my friend and your friend, the man with the hammer, Mr. Sven, for Best Pogie.
Best Pogie. The nominees are Revelate Designs, Bar Mitz Extreme, Wolf Tooth Single Track Pogies, and the 45 North Cobra Fist.
First.
And the winner is...
That's a Kreskin move.
I can't see through it.
I'm excited again.
The Wolf Tooth Single Track Pogies.
Oh, yeah. Highly innovative attachment, little device on the end of those wolf tooths. And they have the whole low-rise bikini brief thing going for them, so that must have been big in the academy.
Right.
That's the Nomies. And I don't know if it counted last week when we awarded the Skookum as 2015 Bike of the Year, but
I'm not changing my answer.
Should we say that was a Nomi?
That's a Nomi.
All right, I agree.
Homie.
I'm a member.
That's like the best picture Nomi.
I'm a member of the Academy, and I concur. JK?
I concur.
All right.
So, Skookum.
So, let it be written, Skookum. So let and it be done.
Greg couldn't be here to accept the award for the best fat bike of 2015.
Best fat bike 2015.
Man. Travis can go break the news to him in person.
Yeah, Travis.
Run over there to Speedway and
say, Greg, you want to know me.
You won't believe this.
Like,
those jackasses at Fat Bike Radio gave you an award.
You're like, I feel weird, and somehow I think I know that Gomez has something to do with it. So, what are we going to do now?
I don't know.
Is there like an after party? We didn't talk about like the whole, we didn't do the red carpet. No, you're like, how we were going to pretend I had a polar bear on a gold chain.
This polar bear thing.
I know. It
needs to be resolved.
Apparently so.
Time for the Fatty Farm Field Report already?
It could be. It could very well be. We've strolled into the Fatty Farm Field Report. And maybe that's why I'm confused, because that was my line, wasn't it? Oh, dear.
Well, this Fatty Farm Field Report this week, the report thing, is presented by the Winter Rush Fat Bike Series.
Winter Rush is the home of the Michigan State Fat Bike Championships and will be your hosts of the 2017 USA Cycling Fat Bike National Championships.
For more information, click the Winter Rush banner located on the Lido deck of your show notes or visit winterrush.com.
Oh, yeah. So, Becker Sewing Bag Contest.
Yeah, apparently we have two listeners. Two that can write.
Oh, can you use a plural on the listeners
we
thing now?
We have a winner!
Tell our essay winner what they've won, JK.
Our essay grand prize winner gets to totally conquer a camouflage 40 below down tube bag from Tupper and Becker of Fairbanks, Alaska.
That's Tup Tup over at Becker Sewing and Precision Beer Drinking.
Read this, Topper. Two people took the literacy challenge.
Hey, stay in school, kids. You know a lot more than most other folks out there.
Our winner is our very own Lieutenant Evan Larson. And there'll be a copy of his essay in the show notes or a link to the essay. I don't know how Sven's going to work.
It's verbose. It's lengthy.
Yeah.
Right on.
And the other young lady that sent in an essay, I'm sorry, you lose. And you know who it is? It's the wife of Chris Stewart.
Oh, right on.
So,
who is a multi-time winner.
Right.
His own self.
Right.
Not Patrick Stewart, the guy that was in Star Trek.
Rod Stewart! Yeah, so our amigos over there at Fat Bike Bikes. Fat Bike Bikes. Where am I coming up with that? It's Borealis Fat Bikes. I hallucinated words. What is going on?
That's
what is coffee? Is
well, that's like fat. They're the fatbike.com with no dash.
It's true. So Borealis Fat Bikes, they made a video from one of our events of the week from a couple of weeks ago. Uderfest. If this is the precursor to the world's encrusted butte, I may not be coming back.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
All right. Well, let's take a break so the folks at home can watch. And when we come back, I think we'll take a call.
You think so? All right.
I think so.
Hey, this is Travis Brown. Do you hear that? That's your bike calling you. So turn off these cholos and go ride your bike.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
What's up, cats and rats, and welcome back from the break. Now lay back and enjoy some melodic fat cat chat with one more dose from Sven and Tio Gomez.
JK Levin, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, little JK. with your beard pressed against the window. There is no
beer organic for beers for you today. Only
so, all right. We do have a caller.
Oh, yeah. Let's take a caller.
Hey, welcome to the radio program, caller. Who's on the line?
Hey, Greg. Is Greg there?
I'm here. I'm Sven today. I'm in the guise of Sven at this point. It's John Murphy calling in from up there Superior Bayfield. Way. Yeah, Bayfield Way.
Yeah, I'm smelling that babka.
Not on my breath.
Okay, well, this weekend you'll be smelling it on all the first place finishers.
Oh.
We got Noreen down there at Coco's Bakery and Restaurant. She's making 4 babkas, massive, looking like fat tires for Fat Bike with the chocolate frosting, the whole 9 yards.
So what do you call them? Babka?
It's a Polish pastry.
No way.
And it's usually made in a wheel.
Uh-huh.
She makes these massive wheels, and then she puts the chocolate icing on it. And looks like it'd be the tastiest fat bike tire you ever ate.
Well, if you want it to be the best fat bike tire of 2015, it would be either a Husker Du, a 45 North Husker Du, or the Specialized Ground Control 1 5-inch tire out of left field.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know just how kick-ass that tire is.
I haven't spent a lot of time on it, but I hear good things.
Indeed. So
there it is. You
guys are having a big race. Are you biking across the bay?
The race starts at 1.
Uh-huh.
So going to be a 16-mile and an 8-mile loop. So it's basically 2 separate races. When you sign up, you can sign up as early as 11:30 that day. You can pick the 8-mile loop, or you can do the 16-mile double loop.
Killer. And that's on the new trails that you guys are working on.
Pretty much on the cross-country ski trails. Mount Ashabay there's donated their groomers, and they're grooming a nice wide track. And then maybe about the last, mile and a half of the loop is going to be single track.
Sounds like some good variety. Passing lanes and single track.
Exactly. So, just want to call in and remind everybody it's coming up this weekend, and we've got some babka waiting for somebody that wins first place in one of those events.
Right on.
Be it 8 mile or 16.
That's this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. This Saturday.
A couple of races going on this weekend. There's fat bike races all over the place.
Yeah, fat bike races are just
time. We got, in fact, the ice everywhere. Is up to 14 inches thick down there at Ashland on Lake Superior.
Wow!
So
you can drive a truck on that
on the 23rd. What's that?
So you could drive a truck on that.
Yeah. The ice shanties are up, and it's become shanty town again, and the ice fishermen are happy, and it's business as usual out there on the ice. So. And that means fat biking on the ice.
Well, that sounds fantastic.
I've been out.
Yeah.
Riding on the ice always scares the crap out of me. And that's why I do it.
There's nothing better. You'd be riding out there and you hear that crack going to maybe about a mile away, and it gets closer and closer, and within like seconds it blows right by.
Excuse me.
Sounds like a thrilling time on the cracked ice.
Yeah, I heard a couple of big cracks, and I scream out like I'm like
so be like a little girl.
Oh yeah, because you know I don't know if you noticed, but I'm kind of heavy, and I always think, oh, this is I'll just be swallowed up. But then I keep on thinking, it's like
you can make friends close when you're doing the ice rides, because they'll say, no, go ahead. Go up.
Go ahead.
No, really. Go ahead. No, after you.
So I was
I think you're so special.
I was all freaked out until I saw an ATV track, and then I was like, all right, I know I'm cool. I'm not as heavy as an ATV as a big fat dude on an ATV.
Get locals, they get all worked up because they see you on a bike out there, and like you said, the snowmobiles and ATVs are all over the place, but oh my god, there's somebody on a bike out there. It's like, okay. And
right, exactly.
But, yeah
All right, John.
Well, cool, John. Thanks for calling in. Good luck with the race. Sure. And well,
thanks for allowing me to pump up the race again.
Pump up the volume.
Pump up the volume.
Oh, dude, yeah. we love when people call in.
Maybe
call
not
in
this weekend, but next month on the 13th for the ice bike ride.
Oh, yeah.
From Ashland out to the lighthouse to the sea caves and back 15 miles of Lake Superior ice.
That sounds like a good one.
Yeah, that does sound good.
That will be fun. I think I got my hardcore guys really focusing on that because 15 miles of Lake Superior is pretty dang cool.
Right on.
No land riding there.
Well, cool. All right, John, we are going to move into the links now, I think. Is that where we're at?
Somewhere. Thanks, John.
I'm on Facebook. I'm Facebooking now. Just kidding. Well, not really. So we're the Ellsworth Buddha. We're
going to talk to I emailed. I talked via email through my fingers to Lonnie over there at Ellsworth. And he's got somebody, a rep that has one in our area, who's going to lay it on us for a couple weeks.
Cool.
Size large.
Sweet. It's
probably fit you.
Yeah, probably fit me.
Maybe.
And if for those folks out there who live in a shelter, an apartment, a trailer, or garage, or an apartment, you probably want to hang your fat bike up instead of just leaning it against the wall there, or the radiator, or the window. This rack thing, it's money for you. You should check it out.
Steady rack?
Yeah. We're getting one of those to test, too. You're getting one of those.
Stick it right on that. I can stick it right on that big pillar right there.
Bang. We could stick 7 of them on there.
It's like...
And it'll be like a... What do you call those? A lazy Susan of fat bikes.
Yeah. You can just push one and they'd all go... Tinky, 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 tink.
We get one of those Sharper Images tie rack things to hook that up. We'd be able to like pick out what fat bike we want to ride electronically.
Electronicified. There's another link here from Joe Boo. He's a pretty regular blogger about fat bike stuff up there in the Iron Range area. He's been working on some trails, and he had a post that asked for people to just weigh in on what makes a fat bike trail fun for them. So he can take that into account when he does his fat bike trail building.
I wrote in gnomes on his survey. A lot of people don't take into consideration the fantasy woodland creature quotient on a trail, but I'm not just some people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So check that link out, and you don't have to put gnomes down anymore because Gomez already did it.
Right. I brought that to Jobu's attention. So Chumba is auctioning off one of their Ursa Majors with all of the Wanderlust bags.
Which, by the way,
we have one of those.
An Ursa Major staring at us from across the room.
Right. We're going to take some glamour shots of it and put some Vaseline on the lens. And then we're going to send that bike out to our new ace bike taster, David Glover. Who has a friend Dustin out there that has been doing some great video work.
Yep. Probably like their faces better than other ones that might be.
We're thinking they might be the spleen and I don't know, the nape of the neck of fat biking.
Speaking of nape of the neck and Vaseline and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Penthouse is not going to be publishing any print magazines anymore.
Duh. Print is dead.
There's that internet thing out there I hear.
Thank you, Egon.
I was just thinking about coming out with a fat bike magazine. I think these niche magazines are they're money, man. Money.
I thought you were gonna say there's gonna be no Penthouse Forum anymore.
No. No, it's all on the interwebs now.
Well, so speaking of the interwebs.
So tell us more about that Chumba link. What's that all about? The special operations charity auction?
It's about the company that makes the multicam, which apparently is the camouflage pattern to the special operations of the U.S. Armed Forces and elite SWAT teams across our great nation.
It looks like it's all digitized, and it looks like 8-bit camouflage.
So they're at some what do they call those things? What is Interbike? It's a convention.
Yeah.
There's some sort of convention where these people that use multicam will be all there. So it's probably a law enforcement or some sort of, I don't know. It's something where they're going. It's too complicated for me. They're going to auction this bike off. It's for special operations charities. I didn't really want to ask too many questions because they're like special operations. Yeah. They're good at killing things.
Right.
I don't want to become the corpse of fat biking.
Hey, speaking of killing things.
Yeah.
We're killing it on Instagram.
Yeah. You know, you guys should really check out Instagram because now we have the entire Nomi Academy posting shizzle up there. So there's some cool stuff.
Yeah. And we got a plus bike link this week.
Bruce.
He's good doing it like a month long experiment with trying 29 plus on the beach. And I'm curious to see what he comes up with because I've given it a go with a 27.5x3 and went, this is crap.
Yeah, I tried it on 29 plus at one of the events that Chris runs down there.
Zion. I remember that when you turned around after like a mile or got off. It's like, this is.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to waddle back to camp.
Well, that was, and that sand down there, though, it's even, it's different than the stuff even up here
right.
by Sheboygan that we ride a lot in that it's really, maybe it's bigger grains or something, but you right. sink in that stuff.
Right.
And it doesn't wet out very well. It just doesn't stick together. It doesn't clump.
It's all the PCBs, heavy metals, and asbestos.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's a Superfund site area. So, and all the nuclear stuff from the power plant right there.
Well, I think they keep track of that nuclear stuff. It's the government. They take care of us.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Everything's fine.
So you went and did ride out there in the cold weather.
I did. And, you know, my feet got cold after an hour. After probably sooner than an hour, they started to get cold, and I started doing, you know, you wiggle your toes, you create, I have enough room in my boots, and I was in my new Keen boots, and it was minus 30 wind chill, and it was right around, just above zero, it was like 2 or 3 degrees when I went out, and the thing was, it was the wind that got you, dude, but I'm working with Kevin Breitenbach, on an article about how to keep your hands and feet warm. And I've seen some of the drafts. There's good stuff in there. Kevin's got it dialed. And, you know, the Alaskans? No. He lives in a place where it's below zero for like 2/3 of the year.
Yeah, you can't ride for the amount of time those guys are outside and not know how to keep your stuff warm.
I love it, though. He's like, basically, you have to accept, no matter what, your feet are going to be cold. They're not going to freeze off, though. But
as long as you don't lose any digits, they're just going to be uncomfortably cold.
Right. So, and we have that going. I've been riding studded tires because I did ride out on the lake quite a bit over this last weekend and early this week when it's been cold. So we have that going. We have 45 North Dillinger's and the Bone Trigger Narwhals.
Studded tires. Studded tire shootout?
Well, it's more like a studded tire duel right now.
It's like a studded tire. yeah. Is that what that is? It's when you walk back and you shoot at each other and stuff?
Something like that.
Is that a duel?
Yep. Yeah. So I have them all measured up. I have them all mounted up. We kind of want to get two bikes with 80 millimeter rims that 3 to 5 people can ride on a set course and then fill out a little card, a rate card about how they corner, how they brake, la, la, la. And then we'll have some sort of highly subjective, crazy shootout with some conclusions that these tires are better. These tires are not as better.
Can we do a video like with them like walking away from each other or riding away and turning and
then shooting their studs at each other.
Yeah.
Those 45 North have a tungsten carbide.
Concave.
Yeah. And it's tungsten carbide nestled inside of an aluminum carrier.
Right.
Super high tech, man.
I got the 5-inch Dillinger's on my bike and went down to the river trails and they were glare ice. Mm-hmm. Man, but they stuck nice. Not so the Badger approved tires on the other bike the guy was riding down there that I saw.
Badgers don't get out in the ice that much.
Yeah, I don't know how they can improve tires.
Maybe
they make those little sandals out of the tires and they put them on their little feet.
Maybe.
But yeah, the studs work, folks.
Absolutely do. And we'll have more about that coming up here on the Fat Bike Radio Network.
Hey, you're not even going to be here next week.
I am not going to be here next week. I'm going to be there.
Where the hell are you going?
Crusty Butt, man.
Crusty Butt. Crusty Butt. Woo for Fat Bike Worlds. You going to do a little call-in or?
No, I just get there that day.
That's so true. Won't like, be much to say.
Talk about the airplane ride.
Can't believe it.
Well, you know,
flew all the way here.
We don't actually post the show until Friday, though.
I know.
So you got plenty of time.
That's true. I could
be like, it's cold and it's Colorado.
It's Colorado. I am so baked.
Do they have a dispensary right there in Crested Butte?
I am not knowing.
Let's find out, because you know what we have? We have this thing called the interwebs.
Siri, find me weed. pretty
Crested
sure weed
Butte
grows
dispensaries.
Everywhere.
Soma Crested Butte Herb Shop, Acme Healing Center of Crested Butte, and
I like the sound of that. The Acme Healing Center. A giant rocket to strap to my bike.
How many people are in Crested Butte? Because we got Boomtown Crested Butte Wellness Center, Herba Crested Butte, and Backcountry Cannabis. All there in Crested Butte, a town of about what, 4,000 people?
Well, it's a big tourist area.
Well, that's true.
So it's legal there, so I'm going to probably try it. Yeah.
There's a first time for everything.
Indeed. So if you see me and I have an unbelievably big grin on my face, I'm just happy. Happy to be there. There at Worlds, it's a great party. There's a lot of cool stuff going on, and I cannot wait, personally. I think I'm going to get to ride a Frost Hammer. I know I'll get to ride all the Borealis business. Who knows what else will be roaming around there?
Les Zeppelin will be roaming around there. JK irrified us a little bit with the Les Zeppelin before the show.
Indeed. A very, it's like Pat Benatar does Led Zeppelin.
She doesn't growl all that much. She's got no grit.
Well, the live might.
Maybe. Yeah.
Harden up a bit.
That was studio. You don't have any lives. You don't have any bootleg Led Zeppelin.
I left them at home.
I left them in my boots. So yeah, that's the word, dudes. So what do you guys have planned for next week's show? Do you have a guest?
Maybe.
Do you have a contest?
Don't know.
Do you have a call-in question?
Probably not. Do we have a call-in question? Well, we'll make one up. We'll put it on the site.
You guys kind of skipped over that part of the whole thing. I think there was one.
Yes.
What is the worst fat bike podcast on the net?
how many others are there in the running?
Fat
Camp, they're better than us.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Andy, I love that guy. Ken, he's tall. Everything's better when it's tall.
Tall and knowledgeable.
Indeed.
Well, it's that time again.
I know.
Thanks to Surly for sponsoring the radio portion of today's broadcast. Surly bikes are sold at better bicycle retailers across the galaxy with Jean-Luc Picard. Learn more at surlybikes.com.
Once again, join us next week when the question of the week is, what is the worst fat bike podcast on the net?
Or some other question
question.
They'll let you know.
Maybe.
I'll be on an airplane.
You can call in anyway. Plus, we invent some event promoters. We invite them to call in and pimp your local fat bike race like John did today.
Like John did, yeah.
And also Fatty Lumpkin.
Yeah, indeed.
Help us help you bang the gong of fat bike fun.
Call 818-918-2453 anytime, day, night, in between day and night, dawn, dusk. You can leave us a message. You can just make clicking noises into the phone. You can ask, why is Gomez on the video? So, yeah. Adios, amigos.
Till then.
sorry, but the show has ended.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.